This is August 26th. Let's see what is said.
I noticed the past few weeks, we air out our garage in the evening. I let the front door go up a bit so air can come in underneath the door, and the back door opens a bit draft. What I've noticed that when I lock up 4 or 5 in the morning, shut everything down, there's dead flies. Now, why would flies come in there and die? Are they interacting with the Bob energy? Ionized?
Well, it's not energy, it's just what's in your house. See, they can't stand it because the yours is more concentrated for what the world's changing to. And we told you this. We told you this very clearly, and that's why you're. That's why the people next door can't ever be there long.
they can't really live with us, you're saying, the vibe.
They don't. They haven't, have they?
No, yeah, they're gone a lot. What about the other neighbors nearby?
Are there? Well, those
yeah,
are
they're
spies.
There.
Don't worry about them. They're fine.
They're spies.
They're former IRS workers.
So they're spies, right?
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
They're spies, Ian, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no worries. That's right. Happening.
Okay, but...
And it's a horizontal, vertical thing. It's just fun. Y'all are asking great questions, and this really is great fun. But it's so hysterical from our perspective, because we're like, this is so much fun. And it's good, because then you kind of get to know, because all these things that you sort of knew, that you thought you knew, now you kind of know and you don't know. And you have no way to know that you know. But the next thing you know, something else happens. You go, up there, that damn ion. He said it back there.
Killing our flies.
So, what is it?
They don't last
chemistry?
That long. They live that long anyway.
What are the flies uptight
alchemy.
About?
The alchemy.
What are the flies?
It's alchemy, Bob. Hear it.
Yes, I hear that. But what are the flies? What can't they stand? A bunch of humans or the humans?
No. They have to go anyway, so they just come there to go. They're drawn.
Wait, they are
like
going.
It's the most delicious tincture that you could ever get your hands on, ever, so they can't not go. But like a moth to the flame, they can't avoid it. So once they get in there, then they're like, oh, well, this is great. And I'm checking out because this is it's never going to be better than this. So I'm done.
So they're reacting to our frequency, to our alchemy, to we live in a future condition that the planet's going to be, and they can't take it. They like it, but then it does them in. That's the answer, right? That's what you're saying. It's
but
evidence.
There.
I mean, the flies aren't dying in our neighbor's garage, right?
Correct. That's correct.
I mean,
they may have
big.
A stray fly. They may have a stray fly that dies there, but not like yours. And if they are there, they're just confusing the houses because they'd rather die at your house. If you're going to die, yours is the house to die in.
Oh, boy, we fun to, fun
we're
to play this.
A guff substitute for ants and... And
we're a guff. We are a guff substitute?
Yeah, ant guff.
Okay, that was a good one. Frank Zappa's house was sold on August 22nd, so I wasn't able to buy it. Anything interesting around the drama of the house being sold, Ion? Anything to note? Will the new people destroy his studio, or are they trying to preserve a Frank memory? What do you see for the new owners?
They won't last.
It'll just be a crummy... Do they want to help Frank in any way?
No.
They just like the house, they think. And the house is spooked? Does it bother them?
It will.
Right, because of ghosts?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Bob. It's the mothers of invention.
They are gathering around to haunt the place?
Yes.
The band members, the ones who sued Frank, that were pissed off at him. They're trying to bug Frank's legacy?
They are. It's James Motorhead Sherwood. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all about parties. James Motorhead Sherwood. Yep, that's the one. There you go. Cucamonga. It's all good. Ray Collins. The Side of Beefheart. And the Soots. Mm-hmm. NTSB. Well, we're still recording and we're still running, and this is the way it goes. This has nothing to do with the persuasions. It's not about that. Not about that. And that's really all you have to do, because once you have that, then you know that you know. And that's what Frank Zappa was trying to do. And Gail, that ridiculous little trollop, she'll never make anything. It's sad, 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 sad. Because that's all she was trying to do. And that's how the house got spooked, I guess. So this is, there's parts of the house that are special, and it's not the vault. Not the vault. Not the vault at all. The compound will be moved into another level because it's only about $5.45 million anyway. But you've got to find out exactly what the details of where the house does. See, it's different. It's very different than what you know. That's why you got to run it the other way, because it never fits. That's the problem with it. It can't fit. See? And they sold it for pretty cheap anyway, but you'll see.
All right, so you've
Rainy
been
Williams,
saying a bunch
Rainy
of stuff.
Rainy Williams is who was listed there, but we'll just have to see how it goes. It's coming back up for sale soon because it'll be done.
What did you say about, yeah, did you say Lanny Williams?
No, Rainy.
Rainy Williams.
Who's
that?
That's who's selling it.
All right, so you did some talking. When I go back and hear the recording, I'll listen to what you were saying when I wasn't there.
Well, yes, you've been here all along, Bob. What are you talking about?
No, we got disconnected. It went busy. Okay, so...
Wow, imagine that. Okay, this is what happens to this world sometimes, that you slip. Now, you're almost out of the Middle Kingdom. We're just giving you a little update. This week has been like a little example of it. It's kind of like this topsy-turvy thing. But you notice we haven't been cross about anything. We've been okay. Y'all been kind of like in and out and over and under with things. Just go with them, flow with them slowly and easily. You're almost out of this upside-down place. Almost. But you're still going to have little anomalies that happen just like this right here happened. It'll come back and it'll catch up. It'll catch up. It's what's wrong with your emails. It's what's wrong with your computer. It's what's happened with the frequency. It's why Chad can't get the Amazon stuff done. We really shouldn't be doing that anyway. But that's okay. It doesn't matter to us. It's all right with us. But that's why all that's happening, is it? Because you can't seem to connect the dots. And that's on purpose, because the system that you're trying to plug into is fixing to blow up. Blow up all of it. So if you're too deeply dug into that entrenched system and it blows up, then you're not going to have an income. And that's what you don't want. You want to be able to flow like you want to flow. But right now, you can do it by hand, and you're doing just wonderful. So it's all good. It's fine. It's not a problem. And you're almost out of this soup, because y'all don't even like talking about it. We understand that.
Okay, then we go into some stuff we can't broadcast, but... I like that. It's going to blow up. So you don't want to be hooked in totally inside the system like those guys were in the crash in 2008. George Renault, they had millions of dollars of paper, and they got taken down by it, right? Are you listening, Carolyn?
Yes.
Yeah. So the point is that we're in between, not totally connected, and that's good. We're creating an alternative situation. So that... was that. Now, there's more interesting stuff to come from that, so let's just move it forward.
Then you come back and say, oh, got it, yeah. This is an autonomous previous experience. An autonomous previous experience. You're fixing to take Marshall McLuhan into a world where he could not be. What would a world look like where the medium was the message, was not the conversation, Bob?
Right. I get that.
If you double a tetrad, what do you get?
Nothing.
There you go. Very good. See? Perfect. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
Two times zero is still nothing, Gerald.
Okay, here we are to the next part.
Okay, no problem.
Right, so that was the other Bob McKeown. That wasn't Matthew Tad or someone had the phone number. It was somebody.
Oh, good gracious. No.
Okay.
You'll get an email. You'll get an email if you get email. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm going to ask about Hillary count and the election, but let's do what I was doing. Did you hear me begin the Sheila story? Ion.
You need to begin that again.
Okay. Sheila and Charlie are on vacation up in New England somewheres. And they were driving around in some of the maybe forest or wilderness tourist areas. I don't think it was in the city. And they did their cliff walk, they called it. Then they came back to their cars and they were just getting ready to get in the car and go downtown, go somewhere else. And a voice says, "Is that you, Sheila?" And she looks over and sees a guy, doesn't know who he is. She says, "What?" And he says, "Are you Sheila Kern?" And she says, "Yes." And he says, "Well, I'm Goran." So the two of them met out of the blue in the same area. Goran was taking his mother up there for the cliff walk or whatever he was doing with his mother. Now, you've done things with Sheila before. Is this an ion? Does I get credit for having them sync up like that? Did you set that up?
Even dead cats bounce sometimes.
Yeah,
even dead cats bounce on occasion.
So they bounced. They responded to ION.
They did. They do. And those are those places. We told them where to go. We told them what to do. They told them how to do it. We told them where to get to, how to come to, how to find to. We told them which museums to see, which one of the house to go in, which where to go, where to look, see the portal,
right.
See the park, see the light.
But did Goran hear that?
Where to go and how to go. Of course he did. He actually listened, unlike most of you all.
Right. So Goran sort of set it up to be in the park where Sheila might be?
No, it was no. It's the spit. See, the frequency is a frequency. I hear a bell. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. I hear a bell. Everybody hears the bell. Some people don't. Some people do. Carolyn hears the bell. Now, her hearing is amazing now. Yes, ma'am. It is very wonderful. It's getting better every day because now you're allowing it. It's very good. So this is good. Then what happens, you come back around, and you go, oh, okay, there's a bell ringing. Go toward the bell. Go to the bell. How would he know Sheila other than looking at maybe looking or seeing the ass? Because people look a lot like her. She didn't look like she did before anyway. She's doing really good, but she doesn't look like she normally looks now. So it would be hard to just say that was that out of that person out of the blue or somewhere in the bowels of Massachusetts anyway. So anyhow, so the point then becomes, is a bell ringing that they both heard, the toll.
Right, but he heard the session that did not influence him taking his mother to the cliff. He did not expect.
That's correct. That's correct.
But you were guiding it so that they would sync up at the same time.
Bells ring. Whoever comes to hear them hears them. Fireworks go off in the air. Whoever looks up at them gets to see them. Ta-da! I hear the thunder. I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. That's the railroad track. Give you a good indication of where the train's been, not where it's coming to, where it's been. So if you have that same kind of hiccupy bump, and you see the fireworks, you're watching the fireworks show, you might bump into somebody else that also sees the explosion.
Right. So both Sheila and Goran responded to the bell and went there and had validation through each other.
Yes, that's a good way to say it.
Okay. Okay, so that's Sheila and Goran. We did the flies. We did the Amazon clerks. Zappa's house.
Page 88 of the Gutenberg Galaxy.
You recommend that?
You are going to ask about it.
GG. Okay. I'll ask this. Roxy... saw the elephant in a lot of dreams, and she wondered if it symbolized anything.
Yes.
Let's see what she says. She had the word elephant one day all day long in my head, and it was a motif Frank, King Frank the First used, and also Bernini used an elephant as base of an Egyptian obelisk in Rome. So there is significance of the elephant motif in her head.
Yes.
Do you want to say what it is, or is that for her to ask?
For her to ask.
Okay. Now we'll go to the next questions. Are there any Ionauts who are starting to have Ion show up in their dreams, and
yes,
it's almost like they're getting ready to channel Ion in the old?
No, they won't channel. Not that. Not like that.
But they're getting communicated with.
Oh, absolutely, and they're responding.
Right, because Roxy's having these all-night dreams with Ion. That's not,
they're not
channeling.
Dreams. They're not dreams.
She's traveling and meeting Ion somewhere, interacting with
she
Ion.
She is. She is.
We move way forward to 125.17. Okay. So this leads to this question. I thought the other day I have a new way of asking this. People say, who's going to win the election, Hillary or Trump? I think a new way to say it is, how many worlds does Hillary win in?
No. That's good. You're a beautiful way to say that, but don't even go that far. It's much easier. It's much easier. You got to go back. Well, you can say what Ion says is that President Trump is going to be a fine president, but Nostradamus says that there'll never be another presidency after the abomination. And if that applies and it's true, there may be a whole new world that comes from this election.
Right. And Trump says he's going to be a king.
Basically.
Yeah. So you're saying Nostradamus predicts Obama is the last president?
Yeah, we've heard that
before. That's what Nostradamus has said, plainly.
Will this end up like in 2000 with the Supreme Court?
Spiro Agnew didn't do it. Spiro Agnew didn't do it.
Right. But will this end up like 2000 with the Supreme Court deciding who wins the election?
You don't have a Supreme Court. You don't have a Supreme Court. You killed the Supreme Court. It's dead. When Scalia died, it died. When Scalia was killed, it died.
Hmm. Okay, and he was murdered.
Of course.
Right, but he wanted to be. Can't be murdered unless he wanted to be. Yeah. So,
well, it's not. Yeah, you can't rape a willing victim, I guess.
Yeah, and he wanted to die because he was fed up with the court world. It didn't mean anything to him anymore. He was despondent about the uselessness of the court, Supreme Court.
Yeah. Who cares? I mean,
okay,
who listened to them anyway?
All right. Okay, so what happens if I, understanding that, what did we get from that? That you went into this thing that's going to be a different election, but what about, we could have asked, how many worlds did Nixon win in 1968 compared to how
11.
Many? And how many did Kennedy win?
None. He didn't win a single election. He was never sitting president of the United States. And none of them.
Well, what about the world that he was in, that we call our world, he was president?
He wasn't president. He was never inaugurated.
No, but he was. We saw it, but why are you saying he wasn't?
Because there was no reality where that was.
And why was?
You just talk about him now like a. You said it was Camelot. You said it was Camelot. You didn't say it was this. You said it was Camelot. You said it was a grassy knoll. It was. It was a grassy knoll, but he wasn't. He was gone. Never. The one who was shot.
Why couldn't he establish reality?
The one who was shot was not the one that was at the inauguration.
Oh. The one that was shot was not the one at the inauguration. And the inauguration one was killed earlier?
We don't like to say, but yes.
Right. And so that's what you mean why the first president never was president. He didn't last long enough. He didn't last long enough, right?
Yes.
To be considered president. And then the second guy came in as a double, and he didn't last long. Who had it in for the Kennedys? Why was he have to be killed so much?
Spiro Agnew didn't do it.
He did do it. he was a Greek mafia down in Baltimore or someplace. But did was this revenge to Joseph Kennedy?
No, this is the beginning days of what you call the new thing. This is a, we don't even want to say it out loud because it's a damn McLuhan bullshit thing. It may put you back into the Thompson quadrant, and we're very nervous about this whole blowout. But this is where the beginnings of the what you call the alt-right came from. Alt-right.
Right. That Hillary
you're
was criticizing
right.
the other night.
You have no idea. It's amazing.
These are the subcultures.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Are you
even
saying?
So, yes, we are. And then she's even going so far that she's going to bring and calling this that it's the radical fringe. Radical fringe. Does that sound familiar, Bob? Do you know anything about the fringe?
Oh, the fringe.
Do you know anything about Gene? You know anything about Gene? Has Gene ever been on your radar? Do you know
Gene? Okay, listen,
and the radical
let me ask
thing?
I get your point. I want to ask a point. Is she being given intelligence about the subcultures?
A bit.
So she knows she's right. We're not right.
No,
but
she does. She's not that. No. She sees that the whole empire is a maze of debts and opaque tithes.
Is a maze of opaque tithes?
A maze of debts and opaque tithes.
Tithes. But, no, okay, so she sees the radical right, these subcultures, and she's correct to warn America?
No, she doesn't have a clue. She just wants to fill her own pockets full of money. Crooked Hillary. Hillary Rotten Clinton. Yeah, no, don't worry about
that. Okay, but I am.
The next emails are going to take care of it. Don't worry about that. The next emails.
Right, the batch. But okay, so she's warning people for selfish reasons, but you're saying that Trump, he won't be tarred with that. He'll get in anyways.
As you know it.
Yeah. Is Trump going to be off? Is he going to be replaced by the subcultures?
Well, boy, that's the pot calling the kettle black. You run it. You say how it goes. It's all about you. You orchestrate it. You pay for it. You get paid for it. You deal with every aspect of it. Everything. And then you have the ballsy disposition to ask us how it's going to go when you decide how it goes. Nice one, Bob. That's good.
Now, this next thing, this movie, Secrets in Plain Sight, about the geometry of Washington, London, and Paris. I asked Ian about it and led some interesting conversations. All right.
Okay, I have some questions. There was this movie called Secrets in Plain Sight. We touched on it. About the geometry patterns in Paris, Washington, New York, Egypt. So, a couple of questions. Bear with me. They may be irrelevant, but let's just do this. Did the sacred geometry that a lot of people are aware of now that maybe came through John Dee and other people, or even from Freemasonic sources, did that all come from the Emerald Tablets?
No, it didn't come from the Emerald Tablets, but it's referenced, and it was picked up by Edgar Cayce, it was picked up by Nostradamus, it was picked up by that Wheaton crowd. They made a whole damn religion out of it, ridiculous stuff, it's silly. But they picked up on little threads, and started weaving it into a thing. John Dee is the one that got closest to laying out something that you could actually touch. It was wrong, it was acrid. It was very, very bitter, very ruggedly terrible, not pleasant, not what you really want to know, but it was an example of it. But that power that it did purvey, that's why everybody got him on the money, but because of the power that it controlled. That's what you're talking about.
Where you start off, Casey got it. What they got.
Gave references of this, what you're calling sacred geometry, which is ridiculous, but the power that controls sacred geometry is the money. That's what you're trying to figure out.
Yes,
so your question is on point. You just don't know how to ask it.
Okay, so sacred geometry did not come from the Emerald Tablets, but the Emerald Tablets refer to the coming
sacred geometry. Sacred geometry is the stain on the sheet where the lovemaking occurred.
And so the Emerald Tablets is predicting the meme of sacred geometry.
The stain that will be on the sheets when you're through. Yes, that's right.
Right. And then the other point.
So it's that irrelevant is what you're saying.
It is, but it does let you know that coitus is going on. So if it gets you somewhere, if sacred geometry lets you know that coitus is available to you, we're all about that. Tear it up.
Okay.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
So
but if not, it's not that important.
So if sacred geometry is the blow-by, and you said the main thing is the money?
It's about money.
It is. It's about money.
So is it about the money coming from other worlds type of thing?
No, not yet. Now, y'all could make it into a thing. You see, you could make it a thing, so be careful. Don't make it a thing. It's not necessary. But let's say it this way. If there was some natural something that was homeopathic that would change the world, don't you think of all you've been through, you'd know it by now?
Yeah, well, we've just created it as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and that's exactly the point. And you could do the same thing here as well. And that's troublesome because you could sow the microcosm that you could slide into could take you so far around the world. That's why it took 40 years to get through the desert the last time. But now we're all about the spirograph. We got that. And if you look at all the sacred geometry, that shit looks like spirograph. So anybody looking at it says, well, that's Ion just talking about sacred geometry. Well, it's not either. We can send you around the world and back. But they do mock and imitate some of those blueprints of creation because that's the stain that was left over when creation was nutted, per se.
And so, when you say money...
Does that help you, Bob?
Yeah, well, here's the question comes out of it. When you say money, you're talking about the money system created by the printing press or money before the printing press?
We would almost say they're the same because one keeps obsolescing the other. You want gold, and then gold's gone. Then you want paper, and then paper's gone. Then you want wheat, and then you want wheat back. And then you want money, and then you want Bitcoin. And then you want back to something else. Then you want euro. And then you get rid of euro. And then you want lira. And then you don't want lira. So it's going to be inside and out. And we must say it's inside and out.
Oh, so that's what the spirograph can be adapted to showing the in and out of money.
It does. But don't use that as your moniker. That's just an example of it. Do you see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't get stuck there, because if you do, you'll end up in that damn middle kingdom. And let me tell you, that's been a white knuckle flight. You have no idea what you've done. You have no idea what you've done.